Good morning, MGTOW man. A fantastic day. I've had an interesting day, namely, you know, there's this woman who's been just a fucking cunt, just an it, like, you know, you get those women that you think. I bet if she was crossing the street at the lights, you know, just walking across the street and one of her exes happened to be parked, you know, at the stop, you know, at the stop lines, you know, would he be thinking about flooring the car and running her over? Or, you know, she's one of those fucking bitches, you know. And, to put a fine sort of point on it, you know, I had to clean up a whole heap of stuff and basically reduce the fire hazard type stuff, issues. And she's going, "Oh, Your Honour, you know, we got very concerned about the fire hazards." And he said, "Well, if he's cleaned the place up, how can it be a fire hazard?" "Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well," you know, and she's just a fucking little bitch, you know. And anyway, so it's turning out the more she does, the fucking more enemies she makes. And the more of a cunt, you know, the more of a just a cunt that she is, and the more fucking, you know, the less people like her and the less people want to have anything to do with her. And what a fucking, oh. So anyway, dear people, I joined into this Al-Anon meeting online, this fucking Zoom meeting, you know. Oh, and these women are such fucking retarded assholes, you know. Seriously. They're head cases that like marrying addicts, you know. They like relationships with addicts and they'll stay with them for 25 years and all this shit's going on at home that they have an equal part in, you know. And then they go, "Oh, how heroic I am. I'm such a good mother. I you know, looked after the kids and all this sort of stuff and all, you know." And as Paul Elam once said, he said, "Well, if you're so fucking fine, brave and fucking noble, how come you, as the only responsible adult in the place, didn't do anything to get the kids out of there?" You know. So I was lying in bed, stroking my pussies, and, you know, because a lot of times when I go to bed, I just climb in, depending on how hot it is before I go to bed, but sometimes if I'm just going to bed for a little while, I'll climb into bed just in my jeans and boots, you know. And when you're a man, you can do those sorts of things. And, "You're wearing your boots in bed." No. My feet are. Fuck off. And so I'm getting up and going around and then, you know, I plop myself down at this seat and one of the women, you know, she can see my excellent set of man titties. "Yes, you fat cunt, you." And like, and she goes, oh, "I'm going to have to leave now because I can't cope with the some of the pictures, you know." And so what they do, so I just get up and I go, "Fuck, I want to put on some fucking dinner and do other things and then come back, you know." And I've just gotten out of bed, you know. And so when I get back, you know, they've turned off my video. The person hosting the meeting has turned off my video. And then this is what a lot of spastic cunts these fucking women are. I mean, they're really fucking assholes and idiots. Well, man tits, well, fuck, big deal, you know, they're everywhere, you know, any time you got pictures of them, the fucking, you know, any time you go down the beach, there's men and their tits, you know, there's fucking men, you know, but That's the fucking Antichrist here for you. So this retarded cunt is blaming me. She's doing the I'm a victim because of him, you know. I'm a victim. He's upsetting me. Look what he's doing. Oh, I'm a victim, you know. And all these other fucking retarded cunts of women in the Al-Anon meetings. Oh, look what he's doing. Oh, my God, we can't have that, you know. Oh, better turn off his video, you know. And, of course, you know. Oh, fuck. But that's what they're, you know, and these women, you know, what those women don't get, I'll be back in a second. Dinner's cooking. What those fucking idiot, stupid cunts of fucking women don't get is that, you know, the only guy who could put up with their shit is someone who's pissed out of his fucking mind most of the time, you know. They're not there because they're A-grade pieces of ass. You know, great fucking human beings. They're there because they're fucking cunts. And the guys, you know, you need to drink to fucking live with a piece of shit like that. That's the truth. You know, oh, fuck, micromanage, gossip, mind everybody else's business. Me. You know, so. Fuck. You know. Oh, so, you know, when one fucking nutter flips out, blames me for what's going around inside her vacuous fucking skull, everybody falls all over themselves pandering to her shit, you know, and said, none of them ever say things like, well, fuck, you know, the only, he's just sitting there, you know, getting up, getting dressed, you know, he's just sitting there, you know, and if you don't like it, tough fucking shit, you know. Either do what it takes to mind your own business and deal with your own issues, or just fuck off, you know. Oh, no, they fall all over themselves pandering to the fucking idiots. Anyway, bye.